you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
What's up, Doc?
Blair's still not back from the post office.
Of course not. Why should Blair hurry just because we're slaving away here?
I don't mind slaving. Polishing silverware is the high point of my day. My social life is about as exciting as a Gomer Pyle rerun.
I suppose you'd take a swing at me if I said you were just at a difficult age.
No, I'm used to hearing it. My mother tells me that at every age.
Hey, can somebody help me?
I'm flying blind. Can somebody bring me in for a landing?
What is this, Willis? Your luggage?
Mrs. Garrett asked you up here for a weekend, not the rest of your life.
Very funny. I'm just helping Blair. She said to me, "Oh, Willis, could we go to the post office and pick up a few packages?" Well, it looks like that "we" is me.
Mrs. Garrett, you'll never guess. I'm a CC girl.
A CC girl? How wonderful!
What's a CC girl?
I don't know, but look how happy it's making.
I'm selling Countess Calvet cosmetics.
Countess Calvet? Oh, I've always admired her.
Well, she's trying something new. She's decided to sell her cosmetics on school campuses. And I, Blair Warner, am her personal representative at Eastland.
Blair, I never thought of you as a fuller brush man.
Well, think again. I'm tired of being the idle rich. I'm going to be the working rich, like Gloria Vanderbilt and Jackie O. It must be the newest thing in minority employment. Hire an heiress. Working gives meaning to life. I want to be able to earn my own money instead of depending on my mother, my father, my stocks, my trust fund, my silver mine, my T-bills.
All right, all right. Blair, I think it's wonderful you want to make your own way in the business world. You'll be terrific at it.
You know, working for a living is an exhilarating experience.
Gee, that means I've been exhilarated for over 22 years. Come on, Willis. Come on, you deserve a lemonade.
Blair, how are you going to find time to be a CC girl? You have the busiest social life in school.
Ah, Natalie. Natalie.
One does not ask the sun how it finds time to warm the earth, give suntan, solar energy.
Heat stroke.
Let me welcome you to the wonderful world of Countess Calvet Cosmetics. The Countess's motto is, dare to be you.
You mean dare to put on all the scoop and go out in public.
Let the Countess discover the hidden beauty in you, no matter how deep it's buried. I don't believe it. I stood at that display table for over 2 hours, and all I have to show for it are leg cramps.
I guess the girls aren't into that phony makeup stuff.
Joe, outer beauty enhances inner beauty. To make Eastland girls realize that is my mission in life.
Or if your mission fails, you'll be stuck with 150 skincare kits.
Right. I gotta unload this stuff. What am I going to do?
This reminds me of that play we're studying in English, Death of a Salesman.
Come in!
Who said he could come in?
come in here.
You just did.
Well, I thought you were one of the girls. Boys aren't allowed up here.
I'm just dropping off some more skincare kits for Blair.
Well, okay, Willis, you can go now. Bye-bye.
Judy, be cool. I've been in a girl's room before. So I got a sister. There's nothing I haven't seen before. What is this?
I'll take that.
Tootie, still wearing feet pajamas?
They're mine.
You want to make something of it?
Hey, no, feet pajamas are cool. I mean, warm. I wear them too. Want to go play some basketball?
Sure, let's play some 21.
Hey, great, I'll spot you 6 points.
Guys always say that the first game.
What am I going to do? I know I have it in me to be an earning person, so why can't I sell anything? Well, let's look at your sales manual.
I've done everything they say.
One, radiate charm.
Now, I ask you.
Two, be warm and sincere.
When am I not? Go on, dear.
Three, don't be discouraged if things start slowly. Use Countess Calvet will, she'll do the most good, and let the product speak for itself.
Let me see that. Remember, one incredibly dramatic makeover can start the ball rolling. All you may need is a walking billboard.
You mean somebody with a flat face?
No. Somebody to wear the products so people can see what the cosmetics can do for them.
Tootie, Mrs. Garrett needs you in the kitchen. How's it going, Blair?
Natalie.
What? Natalie? What?
Natalie.
What? Oh, I get it. It's a contest. Who can drive Natalie crazy first? Have fun. What was that all about?
Oh, nothing. Natalie, let's talk about your face.
What do you want to say about it?
It's wonderful raw material. And I'm not just saying that because I'm selling cosmetics, no. I would love to help you reach your full beauty potential.
Haven't I?
Well, there's always room for improvement. Isn't there something you'd like the Countess to do for you?
Well, I would like bones.
What?
Cheekbones.
Tell you what, why don't you just sit down right here, and we'll shade those little bones, and while we're at it, we'll highlight those baby blues and outline those luscious lips.
Have you got that much time?
For you? Certainement. And when we're through, we'll show you off at Debbie's slumber party tonight.
I'm not invited to that party.
You are now.
Blair, you're late. Have you seen Natalie?
The question is, have you seen Natalie? My first Countess Calvet creation. Ta-da! Well, what do you think?
What can I say?
Thanks, Mrs. Garrett. I knew you'd love it. Matt, is that you? You look like a movie star.
Maybe you shouldn't be in the kitchen. What if one of your false eyelashes crawls into the food?
Envy causes frown lines.
Sorry we're late.
We've been dorm hopping.
We've been showing Countess Calvet in action.
Blair's made a lot of sales.
I'll get it.
Okay, girls. Grab a couple of sponges and start scrubbing. Blair, scrub the fridge. Natalie, scrub your face.
What?
Well, seeing as how you're under all that stuff, I hope you're planning on washing it all off with lots of soap and water.
Mrs. Garrett, you wash your socks in soap and water. Natalie cleanses her face.
Blair, it's for you, long distance.
She's right, Mrs. Garrett. I cleanse my face. With the Calvé Daily Skincare Plan at only $24.95.
$24.95?
It's a complete skincare kit.
I'll show you a complete skincare kit. Softener. Oatmeal. 69 cents. Tired eyes? Put cucumber slices on them. 20 cents. Want to tighten your pores? Egg whites. Only 10 cents each.
I don't want to put food on my face.
Oh, but you'll put this on your face.
Mrs. Garrett, this is unbelievable. She called.
She did?
Yes, and she's coming here tomorrow.
I'm new here. Who is she?
She'll tell us.
Countess Calvé. She's visiting all the schools in the area to personally welcome her junior beauty ambassadors.
I can't wait till she sees me. After all, my face is Blair's canvas, and she's created a work of art.
Now, about tomorrow's menu. Ratatouille, crepes Florentine, and chocolate souffle. How does that sound?
Wonderful. But we're having franks and beans.
How much did you have to cough up for all this stuff Blair sold you?
You can't put a price on beauty.
You can't put a price on beauty?
Natalie, how much?
For everything?
Yeah.
$87.42.
What?
Approximately.
Get that kind of bread.
I have a plan. You want to loan me $87.42?
You gotta be kidding.
How about a dime?
Okay.
Thanks.
How's she gonna get that kind of money?
She could knock over the candy machine.
Not Natalie. She's the most honest person I know.
Hi, Mom.
Guess what's come up at school? One of those little unexpected expenses. $87.42. But, Mom, it's an overnight field trip, and I'm supposed to room with my best friend, Blair. Come on, Mom. Of course it's for a field trip.
Would I lie to you?
I know it's a lot of money, Mom, but all the other girls are going on the field trip. Right, $87.42. A check will be fine. Thanks, Mom. I bet you're thinking I shouldn't have told that little untruth to my mother just now.
It wasn't an untruth. It was a big, fat, ugly lie, and it stinks out loud.
I hear a note of disapproval in your voice.
Listen harder. It's disgust.
I'm just helping Blair to be a successful saleswoman. After all, she is my best friend.
I thought I was your best friend.
You're my best younger friend. Blair's my best older friend.
What makes you think Blair is your best friend?
Where have you been? We're inseparable. She takes me everywhere.
Sure she does. You're wearing everything she sells.
Yeah, you're a lot easier to lug around than a sample case.
I happen to know Blair is very sincere. She and I are best friends, and we're gonna stay that way, okay?
Mrs. G, I don't believe it. Natalie Emily is still upstairs doing all kinds of strange things to her face. I can't look at her anymore.
That's okay. She's looking at herself enough for all of us.
Well, I know she's gone a little overboard, but that's Natalie. Oh, come on, girls, fess up. Aren't you even a little excited about meeting a celebrity like the Countess today?
Yeah. No? Well, I can't help it. She's so glamorous, and all her magazine pictures looks like she smells of orchids.
Orchids make me sick.
Girls, I talked to Blair, and we agreed that we're going to handle this whole thing with understated dignity.
She's here! She's here! I cannot stand it.
The Countess's limousine is outside.
Aw, gee. And we didn't even have a chance to vacuum the driveway yet.
Now stop it. The Countess is just like you and me. Well, like me.
Hello, darlings. Hello. I am looking for Blair Warner.
Countess, at your service.
Don't forget to kiss a ring.
Countess, welcome. Welcome to Eastland. Blair, get off your knees. It's so nice to have you here, Blair. Joe. Oh, it's just a delight to meet you.
I'm so glad to meet you.
I'd like you to meet Tootie Ramsey.
Hello.
You do smell like orchids.
These are lilies of the valley. Orchids make me sick.
And this is Joe Polnicek.
Charmed, I'm sure.
What a natural beauty you are. Fantastic bone structure.
No kidding.
Countess, I'm Blair Warner, your beauty ambassador at Eastland. Remember? I'm thrilled to meet you.
Of course you are.
Please, please, make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
And I am Edna Garrett, the school nutritionist.
Ah, then you know the true secret to beauty. You are what you eat.
That's what I keep telling them. You are what you eat.
Two good reasons for not eating zucchini.
No, darling. Vegetables make you glow. If you eat junk, you look like junk. Am I right, darling?
Right.
Oh, I love the way you say that.
What, junk?
No, darling. Could you please teach me how to say that?
You can't learn how to say darling. You have to be born with it. Darling.
Darling, Countess, would you care for a cup of tea? An herbal mix, no caffeine.
I love it. Thank you very much. What a beautiful girl you are. The perfect person to represent me.
I know. And you've always been an inspiration to me.
I know. Everybody tells me that.
You've married so well.
And so often.
And such interesting men.
Oh, yes. One was a diplomat, then a hotelman, and then an actor.
And the Count?
Oh, the Count. I always forget the Count. But then I hardly knew him.
Countess Calvet, I'd like you to meet Natalie Green.
I'm thrilled.
And I am speechless.
Oh, thank you, Countess.
We knew you'd love the results.
What have you done to my makeup? And what have you done to this poor little girl's face?
She's helped me fulfill my beauty potential.
Fulfill? She's drooping of makeup.
I just did what you said. I made her into a walking billboard.
And it only cost Natalie $87.42.
That's outrageous! Blair, what were you trying to do?
I was trying to be a success.
That is wonderful, but makeup must make you look more natural and more beautiful. As a matter of fact, I'm just coming out with a new beauty book, 25 Easy Steps to the Natural You.
Wonderful!
wonderful. We'll give away one free copy with each makeup kit.
No, no, no. I don't believe in giving away anything for free. Except advice. And my advice to you guys is don't use my makeup.
What?
I've got a better idea. Wait until I come out with my new line, just for young girls.
Right on, Countess. I always say a good diet is the best foundation.
I love that, Mrs. Garrett. I am going to use it in my new book, 26 Easy Steps to the Natural You. It's late. I'm afraid I must go.
You're not staying for lunch? I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, too. Blair, darling, don't be sad. I'm sure anything you're going to do in your life, you're going to be a success. You're so much like me. Keep up the good work, Mrs. Garrett.
Darling, you are a darling.
Such lovely eyes.
Oh, cucumbers.
Naturally. Well, girls, goodbye. Stay beautiful and young.
Boy, she's more glamorous than a movie star.
Yeah, she's not half bad. She liked my bone structure.
She's magnificent.
And she has such integrity.
Not like some people I know.
Yeah. Some people sell you stuff you don't need and can't afford and make you think you're best friends, when all some people really want is to make money off of you.
I'm sorry, Natalie. I guess I did kind of lead you on. I was just trying to make good over my victimized body.
Blair, when you climb up the ladder of success, just be sure you don't step on people.
I know that. Now, forgive me, Natalie.
Why should I?
Oh, you don't want Blair to grovel, do you? She wants you to grovel. Natalie, aren't you forgetting something? It's not all Blair's fault.
I knew it. I knew it couldn't be all my fault.
Well, you were selling friendship. But, Natalie, weren't you trying to buy it?
What do you mean?
Every time you bought something, you got another chance to share in Blair's social life.
You got me on that one, Mrs. Garrett. It's just kind of hard finding out that a friend was being friendly only because I'm a beautiful billboard.
No, honest, Natalie, you're much more than a billboard. You are a friend. And I'm going to give you a full refund,
which I'll then give back to my mother.
Good idea.
Well, Blair, there goes your profits.
Don't feel badly, Blair. You'll find other ways to make money.
I don't know. I think I should stick to what I do best. Spend money.